from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of State says the Iraqi government will regain control of Ramadi. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed confidence on Monday that pro-government forces in Iraq would regain control of the provincial capital of Ramadi from Islamic State fighters. Speaking a day after militants claimed to have seized Ramadi, Mr. Kerry said it was a target of opportunity and that he was confident the situation there would be reversed in the days ahead. RAND Corporation political scientist Rick Brennan tells VOA, if Ramadi is under ISIS control, that's significant.
It was significant in the fact that they captured the Anbar Operations Center. They were able to raise the flag. But they no sooner got there than they had to disperse and go out into other areas out of fear of U.S. airstrikes.
Local officials said 3 days of fighting in Ramadi left 500 people dead in the city, located 125 kilometers west of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called on militias to rally to the city. The Saudi-led coalition has resumed airstrikes against Shiite rebels in Yemen after the end of a five-day humanitarian ceasefire. The ceasefire expired late Sunday, and the coalition airstrikes hit rebel positions in the southern port city of Aden. Since late March, the coalition has been bombing Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen who had seized the capital of Sana'a. The UN Security Council has condemned fighting in two northern states in South Sudan and the repeated violations of a ceasefire agreement the government and rebels signed early last year. A bloc of East African nations has been trying to mediate the conflict between President Salva Kiir's government and rebels backing former Vice President Riek Machar. The International Governmental Authority on Development urged both sides to follow through on their agreement. This is VOA News. Some but not all of the leading opposition parties in the Democratic Republic of Congo say they want to take part in a national dialogue that President Joseph Kabila has announced he will be holding. Nick Long reports from Goma.
President Joseph Kabila committed to holding a national dialogue when he signed a regional peace agreement at Addis Ababa in February 2013. He held what were called national consultations at the end of 2013, but some opposition parties did not take part. Last week, Mr. Kabila announced he will be holding a dialogue with political parties, civil society and the international community as the DRC prepares for elections. The timetable for elections is looking tight. Funding is not assured, the electoral roll is missing at least 5 million new voters, and the opposition claims the Electoral Commission will not be impartial. The opposition has been calling for dialogue on these issues, and President Kabila opened private discussions about the elections with three main opposition parties late last month. Nick Long for VOA News, Goma.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Seoul, where he met today with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and her foreign minister to discuss security on the Korean Peninsula and bilateral issues. At a joint news conference after the meetings, Mr. Kerry said North Korea has not even come close to taking the steps needed to rein in its nuclear weapons program and that it's necessary to boost pressure on Pyongyang. North Korea is already under heavy UN sanctions for carrying out missile and nuclear tests. A suicide car bomber hit a European Union police training mission convoy near Kabul's international airport on Sunday, killing three people. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack that took the lives of a British security contractor and two female bystanders. The Afghan Interior Ministry says 18 people, including civilians and three foreigners working for the EU police mission, were also injured in the blast. Taliban militants have carried out a series of attacks in Afghanistan since most foreign troops pulled out of the country last year. Israeli demonstrators and police clashed with rock-throwing Palestinians on Sunday in occupied East Jerusalem as thousands of Jewish nationalists marched through the city to mark the 48th anniversary of its capture. Police estimated that some 30,000 Israelis marched through the old city's mainly Muslim quarter to the Western Wall to commemorate Israel's 1967 capture of East Jerusalem from Jordan in the Six-Day War. Several police were reported injured, and at least six Palestinians were arrested in the confrontations. Four nuns, including two Palestinians, are the Roman Catholic Church's newest saints. Pope Francis canonized them Sunday at a mass in the Vatican. The two nuns lived in what was 19th century Palestine. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.